You're listening to the Automate Your Way to Freedom podcast. I'm Janine Betts, and I invite you to join me on a journey where I help 100 women earn an income online.
Welcome to the Automate Your Way to Freedom podcast. I have guest Kylie Oberman with us this evening, and I'm so excited to interview her. Kylie, just for those of you who may not know who she is the creator and owner at Miss K. She's got an awesome brand on Instagram. Seriously, if you want to understand how to do a kick-ass aesthetic and design, you go to her Instagram feed for sure. And I'm going to make sure that the links are in the description below after our podcast. So Kylie, welcome to the podcast today.
Oh, thank you. That was such a warm welcome.
Oh, it is. It's your IG is impressive.
Oh, thank you. It's taken some time to get there, but it's there.
I bet. I, your website has the same aesthetic too, so it's impressive. I really enjoyed the detail that you have, and the colors are really positive. I was curious, could you share a little bit more background on yourself and how you got started in business online?
Yes, definitely. So I'm all the way in South Africa, so it's really cool to talk to you.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So I basically actually started my online business while I was still studying. I started studying psychology. I'm still currently doing my master's. And about 3 years ago in 2016, I first started as a fitness coach. I kind of went through my own physical transformation and then just saw how many women are like inspired on the way. And I was like, well, I really want to be able to help women more with my passion, which was fitness at the time. And it slowly started with just literally one day waking up and I'm like, I want to start a side hustle while I'm studying. So I decided, why not? And that's how I basically started. Because I was in South Africa and I was born in Namibia, so I couldn't physically start work in South Africa yet because I was on a study visa here. So I was like, well, my best means to do that is to actually have an online business. So that's how Miss K was kind of born. It was literally born, my website only started, I think, in 2017. But it was literally just off Instagram. I was like, look, I'm starting to give like nutrition and training plans to women. I'm here to transform you. And that's kind of what got the ball rolling. And it's evolved so much from then. I think my passion always started with the need for wanting to empower women and help them to transform from a state where they felt, I would almost say, on their lowest or downest part of themselves, to a more empowered and confident version. And about 2 years ago, I started adding more mental development, and now it's completely transformed just to actually personal development. So my business has also gone through stages of growth.
That is excellent. I wanted to pinpoint something you said at the beginning there. You had said, you know, you couldn't work necessarily in South Africa because of the visa situation, but your mindset of, well, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
That is very powerful, because there's a lot of women out there, especially who listen to this podcast, where they have so many limiting beliefs. There's so much doubt. There's so much inability to move forward. And it sounds like from the beginning, you didn't have that challenge.
I would say yes and no. I think my ambition has always been huge. I think it's ironic, because whatever goals I would say, I was a complete polar opposite of my starting point was a complete polar opposite of my goal. I mean, if I look at when I wanted to compete in a bikini competition, I was about 38% body fat. Like, I was completely overweight.
Wow.
And when I wanted to like start a business, I mean, I had no business background. I didn't even study business at school. Like, I knew absolutely nothing. So everything with business, I've literally taught myself. And I think it's just, I always say, just follow your heart. Just follow that initial gut instinct and just go with emotions.
That is really great advice. I really like that too. Can you talk a little bit about, I know you had said, you know, you want to make an income, a side gig online, but you also talked about how your business has transformed and evolved. So are you still taking your master's right now? I can't remember if you said it at the beginning.
I started my master's this year.
Okay. So when are you finishing that then?
Only next year. It's a 2-year course.
Okay. Awesome. So then with your business that you have in place, has it gotten you to a point where you're building passive income?
Yeah. So my business has literally become like a 24/7, especially this year. And I'm busy working on a passive income offer as well. So yeah.
That's impressive. I was just going to say, it's 7 o'clock here in Montreal. What time is it in South Africa?
It's 1 a.m.
Okay. I did not know that. We could have rescheduled, by the way.
It's okay.
All right. I can imagine that juggling your schedule, going to school and trying to figure out a side gig from 2016 until now must have been an experience. Can you talk a little bit about on how you organized your time?
Definitely. For me, one thing is always prioritizing. And as especially now, I'm a lot more flexible doing my master's. So when I look back at when I still studied, I would literally sit, especially on the weekends, you know, I'd always do client check-ins on the weekends, and I'd literally sit like my entire Saturdays or Sundays aside just to mm-hmm. do like my nutrition programs and all of that. And I think a big part of actually if you have more commitments than just your online business, especially as an entrepreneur, usually when we start off, that's how it is to make your business a part of your life and a part of you instead of having it as something separate from you. If I look at my fitness, my fitness business as well, when I started, is I was so invested in the fitness journey for me to be able to produce content or to even just think of exercise plans for my clients or nutrition programs. It was a part of who I was. So it came very naturally for me. So I think that's definitely, it then makes it easier for when you're planning your day or planning your week to have it as a part of, you know, your daily routine.
That is really great advice. And I agree, you know, there's a lot of ladies out there who believe, you know, you need to separate your work from your life. And I would echo what you just said. I disagree with that mentality. It's more blending it and understanding that that's the reality that we live in today, especially with technology. So it's really, if it's a passion, like you had mentioned too at the beginning, Kylie, it shouldn't be something that you struggle and find challenging to do.
Exactly. Especially as an entrepreneur and being online, that is kind of your biggest attraction point and selling point, is having your brand be a part of you, because that authenticity that shines through is what's going to attract the right people towards you. So it's
absolutely
so important.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. You know, you've been online for quite a while now. I'm curious with, call it failure, call it lessons learned. It's what makes us stronger. What would be your biggest takeaway from, you know, not hitting the mark maybe in the past?
I think that's regarding like client signups or showing up online, or
we could talk about both.
Okay.
No bar sold here.
No, you're giving me like all the free range here.
That's right.
So I think one thing definitely is my biggest lesson ever learned is if something doesn't feel right with a client, don't do it. I think there's been one or two clients that I've signed up where my gut instinct was just tingling and something, you know, your energies just didn't click. You meet people in general, your energies don't click. And I've had that with one or two clients and I kind of ignore the signs. One was actually just for, I remember the one client was actually just for the sake of, you know, I want to help someone when I started. And the other client was actually because, you know, at the end of the day, you also want to make money in your business. And unfortunately, I followed that pursuit and I learned my lesson quite hard instead of just helping the person because our energies clicked. And in both times, I would almost like to say both of them kind of bit me in the ass. You know, when your gut instinct never lies.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be my, like, my golden nugget advice when you want to sign clients. Sign them out of the fact that you can feel that your energy is clicking, you'll be able to serve them best. And another great piece of advice, especially when showing up online, is just being yourself. And then quiet in the noise of trying to see what other professionals are doing in your industry. And just show up authentically as you. Like, there are so many important strategies that you could follow, for example. And yes, by all means do that. But at the end of the day, like, especially on Instagram, it's one thing I love about it. It's literally, I would like to call it a mood board about who you are. Yes. And the moment people open this, they can capture everything about who you are as an entrepreneur, about your brand. And make sure that authentically shines through. Like, just keep showing up as you and stop waiting for the perfect time to start something. I think especially when it comes to showing up online, if you want to start doing like lives or anything, like, I think one of my biggest mistakes was always waiting for the perfect time. It's a lot of opportunities slip my way. And a lot of times if I look back now, I'm like, you know, I could have shown people so much more of myself during that specific time if I just, you know, showed up more online, did more of the stories, did more of the lives.
That is really great advice. I like your first point too. they say in marketing, if you're ever going to create a business and you actually can't stand the audience, don't do it. you'll end up shutting the business down and regretting it. So like you had said, make sure that you jive. I really like that. That's very good advice. There are some women out there who just want to do it for the sake of money. And if that's what gets you going, great. But if you can do that long-term, I mean, you're going to be one in a million, but I think your point on making sure that it's right for both of you is very, very fair. That's really good advice. I was curious, Kylie. Oh, thank you. I was curious too, with your experience, for a lot of ladies, it's almost elusive, this idea of how to actually make income on online. And I realize we don't have time to do a deep dive into how you were able to do that. But can you talk a little bit about what you had to do to get your first client and a little bit about that process from a high level?
Yes, definitely. So I think being in the, because I keep thinking back to when I just did my fitness, I think one thing is already establishing your presence online. It's always a marathon and not a sprint, especially with an online business. And I would definitely say if to get your first client, I first established my presence online. With fitness, I post a lot about my training, about my own transformation, and also just what I, like, for example, what I ate through the day. So a lot of people kind of associated me already then with being in the fitness realm. And the moment I then came out and I was like, look, I'm opening up this business, I literally just made the post. And I'm like, I'm signing up my first few clients. Let me know if you'd be available. And I was quite surprised at how many people were already like following me, because people are always watching you. Like, you don't realize this, but especially on social media, that's what people love to do. So the moment I actually did that, a few people reached out to me because I was already living the business I was opening up, if that makes sense.
It does. That's fantastic advice. So ladies, you got to listen to Kylie right now. She's telling you, you don't need to be an expert, but you need to share your story. That is what is going to absolutely attract your ideal customer to you. That's awesome.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the greatest things, if I look now already, it was advice that I was listening actually to another podcast the other day. It's like, I feel like my whole life is consuming podcasts. I'm addicted to it. And it's literally this one coach, she was like, you know what, to be a coach or to open a business or whatever it is, you position yourself in kind of a leader position or a mentor position. And you don't need to be perfect to start. Like, you just need to be 10 steps ahead of the people you want to serve.
Yes.
So whatever it is you want to do, you just need to be 10 steps ahead. And the same thing with, if I look at my personal development business now and coaching, I post so much about personal development and coaching. The moment I actually started putting it out there that I'm offering these services, I was so surprised and just grateful for the amount of people that came back to me and they've been following me for quite some time. They were like, I would absolutely love to be coached by you. So that's the one thing, people are always watching you. And that's why I say, just live your brand.
Absolutely. Those are some really good pointers. Excellent. Thank you. The other question I had for you was, when you look back on your entrepreneurial journey from 2016 until now, what are you most proud of? What's your biggest success?
I would say building my brand.
Interesting. I like that. Why do you say that?
Yeah, I would say building my brand, because through building my brand, I think two things. One is that it was something that just started from the bottom up. And the amount of impact my brand has had on people, I think that's kind of the building my brand and the amount of impact it's had. You know, I'd walk in the streets, especially when I go back to Namibia, and people would randomly be like, hey, Miss K.
Not know my name.
I'm like, this is Miss K. And especially in the fitness industry, people started associating Miss K with mental health and bringing emerging mental health with fitness. And through that, you know, also kind of creating that legacy of helping more women and transforming more women's lives. So I'd say that's definitely something I'm like the most proud of.
As you should be. That's extremely inspiring. The other question I had for you was, when you look at the vision for your business moving forward beyond 2019 and 2020, what do you want to see?
I would say definitely more impact and more value. Mm. I always picture bigger to what my mission is. Mm-hmm. And always reminding myself of my why, and that's just to impact so many more women's lives. I think, and this kind of links back to what we just spoke about, when, especially if women start off, and a lot of times people start an entrepreneurial journey because they think they're going to make a lot of money.
Yep.
I'd like to say, rather chase the impact and the service that you want to provide people, and then the money would follow. So for me, I would definitely say it's not a financial goal. It's actually more just a goal of impacting more people.
I like that. And it's a very balanced perspective. And you're right. If all you're doing is chasing the money, then if you don't hit that goal, the desperation, the unethical sales tactics, it doesn't work out well. So I absolutely agree with you. You've got to have the right mindset to begin with. That's very fair.
Yeah.
So I was curious too, in your journey too, who do you look up to? Who is a mentor for you?
Oh goodness. There's a few.
Top three.
So especially now being in the personal development realm, I would say one of them is Catherine Zinkina.
Okay.
So she's a manifestation expert, and I just love how she shows up for her brand. It's incredibly authentic. And then one that's been, he's like literally my original OG. That's the mindset. He's been there through all the years. That would be Niyu Sobo. Mm-hmm. And he is also a personal development expert, and he kind of coached me through when his podcast, let me rather say that, and his content and everything coached me through when I used to do bikini competitions, to when I was a fitness coach, to even now being a personal development coach and just in life general. He's definitely incredible. You should check out his work. And I would say another one, sure, how can I target this down? Oh my goodness, I cannot choose just one. How can I do this? I would say another one on top of my head would be Christy Bailey. She used to be, I think the reason being, I see a lot of my transition that I've gone through as a coach in her. She also used to be a fitness coach, and then she transitioned over into life coaching and business coaching. But just her authentic self, how she shows up for her brand, just as a person. And what's so incredible is I always find these people so inspiring, especially if they've got such high followings and you reach out to them and they contact you back. And they actually just, you know, they're really interested in who you are as a person, that there's that real human connection. And she and I have developed quite a good bond as well, which for me has been amazing. So I definitely think she's also been quite a big person I look up to.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. The last question I wanted to ask you is, when it comes to, you know, that woman who is listening to this podcast right now, what advice would you give her on how she can get started in building her online business?
Just start.
I love it. It's so simple. It's true.
So simple. Just start. And start with your heart intent and keep that focus. Like, never ever let go of that focus, and realize that there are going to be times when, you know, it's going to be really testing. And those limiting beliefs, especially as you spoke of in the beginning, I love that you brought that up. Like, those limiting beliefs are going to creep in, but realize that those are literally just the ceilings you're creating for yourself, and they can be shattered at any time. You know, we are honestly capable of so much. Your wildest, most unrealistic dreams, you're capable of that. Like, you have all the potential in the world to create anything you want to, and you've been placed on this earth for a reason. And I believe that the fact that you get that gut instinct, especially in this beautiful day and age of being able to be an entrepreneur, being able to be online, because of that, use that, because that is your mission in life.
So well said. I love it.
Drop the mic.
it's been a pleasure to speak with you, Kylie. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today and learning from your story and how other ladies can do it. So ladies, you need to go to misskofficial.com, and the link is going to be below. You need to check out Kylie also on Instagram and watch her story, because it will truly motivate you to get started on your own path.
Oh, thank you, lady. Like, I truly, truly appreciate that.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it and want to learn more strategies on how to do affiliate marketing or network marketing, really how to build passive income online, then join my free Facebook group, Fire Your Boss with Janine Betts. I will see you there.